Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his life, 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 in his life. Tuned in to Dennis Live.
In his life,
in his life,
in his life,
in his life.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, I'm setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates, listen in. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog like shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub, Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's, Western World ONE.com.
It's a business live,
and it's live,
and it's live,
and it's live.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's going on, people? How you feeling out there, man? What's up, world?
It's your boy, man. Dennis Live, man. We here, man. We in the building live and direct, man. I'm so amped up. I'm having so much fun, man. You know what? Today, man, I'm going to do it like this, man. I want to know what's on your mind. What's on the people's mind? It's a free-for-all today. We can talk about anything, man. You know, politics, let's keep it clean. Let's keep it professional. Let's keep it smooth. But if you have to go on that level, if you have to talk on that level, I might not condone in it. But if it's educational, reasonable, comical, or whatever's on your mind, man, I'll allow it to an extent, to a degree, because, you know, I can't let my people down. But let's make it good, people. Let's have some fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about Obamacare. I want to talk about the black feminist women, whatever, black male feminists, whatever. I want to talk about some everything. Also, too, man, I might have a guest on my show, man. She called in, man. Nice young lady, man. She's going to talk about, you know, why marketing is the way. You know what I'm saying? You know, why marketing is a good business to use. So she call in, man. If she do, man, we going, you know, that's going to be a treat for you guys. But if she don't call in, we still going to rock the mic, right? We're going to have some fun, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you, man, should I go rap music today, man? Should I go slow? You know what I'm saying? Should I do it like how we normally do it? How do I want to do it today? I'm going to do something a little bit different today, man. I'm going to play the slow music. Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to definitely do all that, man. But you know what? I'm a little amped up, man. We ain't played this song in a little minute, man. So I think we need to show some love to this song, man. I'm going to let it play out in this entirety, man. Actually, it can't play out in this entirety. Dang, I only got the instrumental. Ah! Forget it, man. I'm going to go with my boy Lupe, man. Lupe Fiasco, man. Let's go.
Yeah. I say, bitch bad, woman good, lady better. Hey, hey,
a shorty, maybe five, maybe four. Riding round with his mama, listening to the radio. And a song comes on, and I'm not far from being born. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Now, I ain't trying to make it too complex, but let's just say shorty has an undeveloped context about the perception of women these days. His mama sings along, and this what she says. Because I'm a bad bitch, and I'm bad bitch. Above average, and maybe other rhyming words like cabbage and savage and baby carriage and other things that match it. Couple of things are happening here. First, he's relating the word bitch with his mama, comma. And because she's relating to herself, his most important source of help and mental health, he may skew respect for dishonor. So, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. Tell them, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood. They misunderstood. Yeah. Now, imagine a group of little two girls, 9 through 12, on the internet watching videos, listening to songs by themselves. Doesn't really matter if they have parental clearance. They understand the internet better than their parents. Now, being the internet, the content's probably uncensored. They're young, so they're malleable and probably unmentored. A complicated combination, maybe with no relevance into their intelligence meets their favorite singer's preference.
Bad bitches, bad bitches, bad bitches. That's all I want and all I like in life is bad bitches, bad bitches.
Now, let's say that they less concerned with him and more with the video girl acquiescing to his whim. Ah, the plot thickens. High heels, long hair, fat booty, slim. Reality check, I'm not tripping. They don't see a paid actress, just what makes a bad bitch.
Yeah. Bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
Disclaimer, this Raymer, Lupe's not using bitch as a lesson, but as a psychological weapon to set in your mind and really mess with your conceptions, discretions, reflections. It's clever misdirection, cuz while I was rapping, they was growing up fast. Nobody stepped in to ever slow them up. Gas, showing up in this little world. The little boy meets one of those little girls, and he thinks she a bad bitch, and she thinks she a bad bitch. He thinks disrespectfully, she thinks of that sexually. She got the wrong idea, he don't wanna fuck her. He thinks she bad at being a bitch, like his mother. Mama never dressed like that, come out the house hot mess like that. Ass, titties, stress like that, all out to impress like that, just like that. You see the fruit of the confusion. He caught in a reality, she caught in an illusion. Bad mean good to her, she really nice and smart. But bad mean bad to him, bitch don't play a part. But bitch still bad to her if you say it the wrong way. But she thinks she a bitch, what a double entendre.
Tell him, bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
I say,
bitch bad, woman good, lady better, ain't misunderstood.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
All right, man, we back in the building, man. We back live and direct, man. We here. It's nice outside. People chilling. Let's see, man, I wonder who's going to catch a cold today. Get myself adjusted here. All right, so yeah, man. Okay, today, man, we talking, man. We talking about some everyday today, man. You know what I'm saying? Today's your day. Let's see, I don't know if I can even hear myself. Okay, that's a little better. That's a little better. Mic check, 1, 2. Man, Joe, lately, man, I've been having so many technical difficulties, man, with my, with my equipment, man. Well, anyway, man, today, man, we want you to call in, man. I want you to call in and have some fun with me. We're talking about you. What's on your mind? What you got going on? What's happening in the world? You know? Well, basically, man, it's like this, man. Whatever it is, man. All right, today, man, what I really want to kind of address today is... Obamacare, man. Don't you know, man, the premiums are kind of going up on that, man? You know, for the ones that, you know, they have a job, and there's people being laid off, man, you know what I'm saying, because the businesses, these businesses out here don't want to pay the money, you know what I'm saying, for the worker, because, you know, they said as of this year, I believe that, you know, you added somebody, you know how it is. You added to the medical, dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield. Your premium is going up. Believe me, I'm a witness of it, man. I pretty much have to cancel mine. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going up, it's just too high. You know, so I kind of understand the Obamacare. I kind of understand where it was going with it or whatever. But I mean, I don't know. That's something that I wanted to. You know, so I want to do that too. Also, too, you know, I see all these guys, man, bashing these women, saying that these women, it's their fault. You know, why these guys are turning the way that they are. And then I hear that these guys out here, man, you know, they punks because, you know, they thugs or whatever. And, you know, I'm looking at all the stuff that they put up on World Star Hip Hop. And I got a little clip on my page, man, about the little dude getting beat up by a 25, you know, a 17-year-old getting beat up by a 25-year-old cousin. And, you know, he beat him up, you know what I'm saying? He hitting him, you know, the ribs and the chest and everything. I mean, you know, the chest task thing, you know, stuff that we used to get when we were shorties by our older, you know what I'm saying, brothers, cousins, uncles and stuff like that. And, you know, people making a big deal out of it. Like, you know, a lot of people, majority saying, yeah, this is what's needed, man. You know, spare the rod, spoil the child. You know, it's Proverbs. But some people saying, like, you know, like, that's wrong. You shouldn't be doing that to the kid. You need to talk to him. But nowadays, man, where these kids are, man, they reckless. You know, so they, you know, they just disrespected, man. They disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? They snapping out on their parents, man. Then last little song that I just played by Lupe Fiasco, man, Bad Bitch, Bad B-I-T-C-H. You know, he was downplaying the word bitch to a female. You know, the media, we all know that, you know, the media plays a big role into this situation. So stuff like that, that's on my mind. You know, I want to talk about that. I want to address that. I do have this Obama clip. I got two clips that I want to play. Throughout, you know, but if you want to call in, man, you'll say something. The number here is 347 838-9106, which I have put it up on my page, on my Facebook page. I also got it too, man. Download that mobile app, www.westernworld1.com. Download that mobile app, man, so that way you get the alerts, you know, just in case, you know, you forget or whatever. But we also pre-record these shows. Yeah, but anyway, man, but today, man, I was just doing something different. I want to do a free-for-all. So, people, if, whenever you call in, whatever y'all want to talk about, what's on y'all brain that y'all can't share, you know what I'm saying, that y'all probably just want to share out to the public to get off your chest, hey, call in. Let's see what we got going on. All right? So what I do is, man, I'm going to play a song, man, and we'll come back, and we're going to go to, you know, we're going to come back, and we're going to do our thing. All right? Let's go.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com until now. By using our mobile app,
Just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than
man, we back. Boy, you know I had to hit y'all with that little school thing, man. Man, it's time to wake up, people. Y'all got to wake up, man. You know, me talking with my eyes, though, right? I know y'all like, man, he's so phony. Yeah, man, but anyway. Man, what's on your mind? What's going on, man? I see people calling in. You know, saying the number here is 347-838-9106. I want to talk about this Obamacare thing, man, for a little bit, man. You know, the premium's going up. I don't know if it was because, you know, maybe I'm not getting paid enough. I don't know. I have to counsel mine, you know, which ain't no, you know, it's a big deal, but it ain't a big deal. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact of that me, a man in this in America working, why do I got to, you know what I'm saying, why the Obamacare premium got to go up on me? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm trying to figure these things, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to figure stuff out like that. You know, I was just trying to get some of that in before, you know, before I got my guest, you know what I'm saying? I got a bright young lady, man. She's going to talk about marketing, internet, everything, man. And I think this is something that you guys need to tune in, man. We real strong, man. We're about, what, 20,000 almost strong now? Man, that's a lot of ears, man, within 4 months. That's a lot. But, yeah, man, I want to get on my boy. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they voted for Obama because he's black. Second-term Latinos voted for Obama because, you know, whatever it is. So now I don't think it's about a black thing or a white thing or a color thing no more. I just really think it's about, okay, what's going on with the people in the pockets? What's going on with our money? You know, here it is. This is supposed to help me, and now I got to pay all this money out. I don't know, people. I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out, man. You know, I want to play a little clip, man. I'm going to play this clip anyway, man. So that way when you guys are ready to talk about it, you know what I'm saying, it'll be there. Or, I don't know. Should I wait? Because I'm excited, man. I do. See, man, I know I'm all over the place right now. That's why I said that was what's on your mind, because I knew I was going to be all over the place today. So now y'all got to excuse me. But I do want to do the interview, but then I do want to talk about the Obama thing. Oh, let me do this. Hey, Vinny.
Yes?
You in the building? What's up, Dow?
Hey, what's going on? Fernando Vincent in the building. I'm ready. I'm locked and I'm loaded.
You locked and you loaded, man?
Yes, yes.
Okay, okay. Hey, man, look, man. All right. Today's show, man, is about whatever's on your mind. All right. Now, I want to do something about this Obama thing, man, because I do want to get this off my chest a little bit. You know, so that's what's been on my mind. That's what's been bugging me. But then also, I want to bring this bright young lady in, too, man. You know, that's going to kind of, you know, brighten up the show, too, because I know she's going to come. She's going to bang y'all. You know what I mean? I know she's going to bang y'all. That's the whole, that's the point of it. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So, no, you tell me. First of all, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. Man, I'm just excited about today's show and opening up the forum in terms of what's on our minds. I really want to address the Obamacare, so I'm just waiting. Just waiting so that, you know, when it's time for us to really discuss and get into it, get into the thick of it, then I'm ready to definitely discuss it. But I'm excited about you said you got a young lady that's going to be talking about something in reference to marketing. You know I am always eager to hear something about marketing and certainly about opportunities.
Absolutely, man. I'm right there with you, man. I am ready to hear something about marketing too, man. And I you know, because I know, man, once we get on the show, man, I know we're going to go in a little bit and we're not going to, you know.
That's
because, hey, once she get on this microphone, man, it's going to be her show, man, because I know she's going to go in and just, it's her show today. She's going to take over, man. I'm going to let her have it.
Yes, yeah. I am so excited for the followers, the listeners, to be able to have this experience in this moment. I just can't wait until you release her to be able to express what she's going to express. I'm so excited about this opportunity and hearing from this person that you have on today.
Absolutely. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make her wait, man. I'm going to make her wait a little bit. I'm going to play a song, man. I'm going to come back. And if I feel like playing these clips, man, then we're going to discuss it a little bit. Then we're going to go in. But if not, man, I'm going to bring in. So I'm going to kick it off with this right here. And we're going to come back. All right, Vinny? Just stick with me. You're going to be my guest for the day, too.
Okay, no problem.
All right, let's go.
Do you want to know what it is? It is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
You are a slave. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a...
Wow. Life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met. The way I used to be and that cold way I used to act. But more than that, used to.
I laid eyes on you. It was pain.
long ago.
Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
All right, man. We back in the building, man. We back in the building live and direct, man. Yeah, this is fun. Hey, Vinny, that was your song. All right. That was your song, dog.
You hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Okay, cool. Yeah, man. All right, man. Well, hey, man. Look, man. I decided we're gonna let Obama chill for a little bit. I'm gonna do something a little bit unique today. All right. I'm gonna introduce this young lady, man. Hey, man. This young lady here, man. Man, a business owner, an entrepreneur. I mean, man, she does a lot of online marketing. With the internet, she got a lot of YouTube footage out there, man, that's talking about how to market off your business, how to do the internet marketing, why is it good to have an internet business. Man, it keeps on going, man. She's going to show us, teach us about leadership and duplications. I think that's one of the parts of how to establish a business. I mean, she already got it, man. Man, this girl has been recognized as a marketeer, man. I mean, what is this called? My Leadership System Pro, which is called MLSP. Man, dude, you know what, man? I'm just going to bring her in, man. This lady right here, man.
Man,
without further ado, man, introduce this Samika Pleasure. What's up, girl?
Hello. How are you today?
Oh, man, I am good today, man. I am having some fun, man. I can't wait, man. I mean, look, man, today the show was talking about, man, whatever is on your mind. So we want to know about what's on your mind, girl. We want to know about everything. I mean, you got a rapport out of this world. Your resume is just so off the chain, man. I mean, and for those listeners out there that don't know what off the chain means, it's great. Your resume is great. Also, too, you know, I'm pretty sure you know Vinny, Fernando Vincent, man. He's going to be my co-host for the day, man. So we're gonna have some questions to ask you, man. But, man, Samika, man, tell me a little bit about yourself, man. I know I missed some things up in here, man, but I need to know. The world needs to know what's going on, man. Tell me something about yourself.
Well, I am a young black entrepreneur. I am a mother. A business owner by way of network marketing. And that's been going on since 2010. So, I mean, I pretty much worked the job from the time I was, 17 up until, and 2010, found myself in a position where I really needed some money and couldn't really find the type of work that I was used to. And I was introduced to entrepreneurship, like I said, multi-level marketing or network marketing. And it just kind of blossomed from there.
Wow.
So that's just really where I'm at. But I'm like everybody else, you know, just trying to build and create a legacy. Generational wealth is my goal for myself, for my family.
Wow. Okay, all right, let me ask you this, man, because, you know, right now, you know, you already know the way the economy is turned into and everybody, a lot of people are scared to just take that chance to do their own business. What made you? I know the family definitely is gonna come up first. But what made you just say, "Man, I want to do the internet marketing or multi marketing level"? What made you want to just do it?
Well, what made me do it, honestly, was my family, was my daughter. I moved. I'm from here. I'm from Chicago. I'm the only child, and I found myself in St. Louis in the latter part of 2007, because my mom had relocated there and she was ill. So when I went there, I ended up getting into collections and found it to be very, very good. I was able to average anywhere between, say, $4,000 to $6,000 a month with my commissions or bonuses. So
wow.
I was doing really well. So come latter part of 2008, 2009, when everybody was hollering recession, bubble burst, for me, I didn't feel that. So I thought everything was still good. So then I decided I'm going to move back to Chicago because I can get a job anywhere, is what I was thinking. And fast forward, moved back to Chicago, had my savings, had everything ready, and found that, yeah, couldn't get a job. Not as easy as I thought, especially making the type of money that I had become accustomed to making. So on the internet, looking around, and happened to discover about this particular company, and it just blew my mind what they were doing. It blew my mind the kind of money that was being made, so I jumped in. I was like, I need that in my life. I could do that, you know. And that's what started, honestly. That's what kicked it off. So
basically, you just like everybody else that struggling female that felt like she had to change her life around and then with certain things. I'm going to take it back. You left, you started doing real good. Then when you left, then you came back here and you couldn't really get no job, so that's, you know, kind of struggled a little bit, but then you do what you're doing now. So that pretty much sounds like, you know what I'm saying, like what that average person is trying to do right now, today.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the stuff that you're going to teach us today, anybody can do it, right, if I'm correct?
Well, anybody who has the desire to want more. And please do not get it twisted. I didn't have the mindset of I'm a get rich quick, and I don't particularly like to deal with people with that mindset of get rich quick, because you won't get rich. I mean, you show me somewhere where you could get rich quick besides maybe cutting a demo or something and somebody discovering you real quick. Other than that, you pretty much gotta work. So yeah, I mean, I'll show anybody. I'm willing to talk to anybody, but that teachability index has to be high, and their true desire to really want more for themselves has to be shown and proven for me to really touch them.
Wow, so dedication, motivation, determination is pretty much the key for you, huh?
Right. Other than that, I mean, it's a time waster.
That's right. That's right.
Because
people
tend to blame everybody else for why they can't have what they should have.
Wow. I got you. That's high, girl.
I'm sorry if I just stepped on some toes, but I mean, you know, we have to applaud you for that one, though, man.
People need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? People today in the society, they need to hear this type of stuff, man, because, you know, they use certain things as a crutch. But we'll get into that a little bit later about the crutch hold. As far as this, give people a little bit, like, as far as what mentors or what kind of motivates you? What started your day? Like, do you listen to music or do you listen to, you know, motivational speakers? What kind of soothe you to get you started with your day first? I'm going to start with that.
Well, honestly, the first thing that I do a scroll. And I have this book. It's by Og Mandino, OG and then Mandino. This is the same guy who created the book called The Greatest Salesman in the World. But this particular scroll that I use is called The Greatest Secret in the World. Okay? And this just helps you to kind of center what's going on and what's important. That's the first thing I do. So I give thanks for what I'm, you know, what's important to me, what's going on. It's kind of a way for me to reflect over my day and how I want my day to go, okay? Second thing I do and listen to is Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar is a beast. And if you don't know who he is, you need to Google him. You need to Google him, like, right this second. But he is a true motivator, you know. He's just a true motivator. One of the quotes that he has that I love is, "Make today worth remembering."
Ooh,
you know,
okay.
You want to make today worth remembering. That means, to me, how I take it is I need to do something impactful that I can, when it's time for me to reflect on my day at the end of the evening, it should be something that I can really go back to, that I can remember and really think on and relish. Something that should make me, it should make me smile. Okay?
Uh-huh.
One other one I'm going to share with you that I love that he says, actually there's a few, but one where he basically says life is a classroom. It goes, life is a classroom. Only those who are willing to be lifelong learners will move to the head of the class.
Wow.
I just think that's so brilliant, because it is. When we stop learning, we're pretty much dead.
Yep.
You know, no one knows it all. So we should always be learning. We should always have that teachability index up, open, and we should always be receiving to what's going on around us, because we don't know everything. It's always somebody who can teach us something. Even children teach us a lot.
You're right about that. I mean, that there speaks volumes, because you do. When you start thinking smarter, that's when the knowledge and the wisdom and understanding comes into play. That's how you start moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and you're going to get it. So, yeah, man, come on, girl. You hit it dead on, man. I can't keep hitting the applaud button for you, man. You're going to have to wing this one out, all right? But anyway, okay, man, let's get straight to the meat then. Okay, your business. Okay, you said on multi-levels. All right. That means that
you
kind of multi-talented in some everything. So I'm gonna throw it out there. I'm gonna let you grab it. What part of your business do you want to talk about first?
Well, honestly, today, and the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because my family was just here last weekend and we had a great time. But what I noticed is a lot of my friends who see, a lot of my cousins and family members that see what I do, they see the additional income that I generate. They see what's going on. They see how it's popping for me. First question, and the main question that's always asked is, okay, what is it that you're doing? Mika, what you doing? They call me Mika. Mika, what you doing? Yeah. I do network marketing. What's network marketing? Why network marketing? So I figure if my family, as bright as they are, you know, are wondering what this is and how they can get in it, seeing as though they see the success from their own family member, there has to be other people out there with the same questions. And to kind of bust and get rid of some of the myths that are out there regarding it. So I would like to kind of, if we can talk about that, that would be great.
Okay, just great. All right, well, hey, I know the path is narrow, only few will find it. Now, I'm going to let you take that away. Well, I know you said this about the family, you know, how they ask these type of questions. So do you want to start, like, from the basics to it? Do you want to get into the, you know, to the core? Or do you want to just walk me through it? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to do like a Denzel Washington movie. He said, walk me through it as if I was a kid. And
okay.
You try to explain something to me. So you don't have to be that, you know, like, hey, take the A and the apple. But, you know, walk me through it. Show me some things. Teach me.
Okay. Well, first and foremost, I just want to, I'm going to ask a question, a general question. Can we not agree that one seed, just one seedling will produce multiple fruit? Are we in agreement with that?
Oh, yeah. Vinny?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I'm not the only one seeing it that way. So, all right, so what is network marketing? I'm going to start there.
Okay.
Basically, network marketing is a way to do business, basically with sales. You have a sales team, and we're paid from products and services that we sell, that we promote, that we use. And we're able to recruit other people, show them how to do the same, duplicate our successes, so that they're also able to do the exact same thing. So you'll hear network marketing. You'll hear some people say MLM or multi-level marketing, basically the same concept. Now,
okay.
The beautiful part and what I love about network marketing, number one, you can pick the people that you work with. I think we all can agree from working different jobs and in different sectors that we can't always pick who we want to work with. If we could, half of the people wouldn't be around us.
Oh, man, tell me about it.
The other beautiful part about it is you can actually build a business, a lucrative, very successful business part-time, and you can do it in your spare time. So for those that do work a 9-to-5, guess what? When you're off work, you're able to devote 2 hours, 3 hours to your network marketing business that can pretty much help you to double the income that you're making already from that 9-to-5 job. So I would consider that as time freedom. You're allowing yourself a way to benefit your time in the future. You know, the work you put in now is what's going to give you those rewards later. Again, seeds. Think about all this as one seed that's going to produce multiple fruit. Okay?
Okay.
Network marketing, you can pick your hours to work when you want to work. I mean, I have people that I speak to in the UK. So different time zones, I'm working all kind of hours. But I love it. It's what I love to do.
Wait, Ms. Pleasure, wait before you finish. UK, they don't mean the rappers Underground Kings, okay? So,
no.
They, you know, okay, so UK over here.
United
okay, all right, go ahead. Okay,
yeah.
United Kingdom. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
You can actually, and basically, network marketing, you give yourself a vehicle to set yourself on a road to be financially free. Me, myself, personally, I love speaking. I love speaking, mentoring, really pouring into people and talking to them. So this network marketing has given me that vehicle to do that, to share my story, to help speak to others that may be broken or just looking for a better way. You know, I have I have one young lady, she wants to be a chef. That's what her passion is. But she uses network marketing as her seed money. She works a 9-to-5 job, but when you get done paying bills, taking care of children, buying clothes, buying shoes, gas bill, light bill, how much money do you really have left over to really invest in your business?
Right.
Sometimes not a lot. So you need a vehicle that will help you to generate that extra money to do what it is that you really want to do in your life. That's why, to me, that's what network marketing.
Okay. So now we're in the car. We're planting seeds. We're over in the United Kingdom. Back to your individual worker, which now she's taking that money and she's sowing, you know, doing what she want to do with that money. So it really sounds like it's a real lucrative adventure so far. Now, what I always ask people is, you know, I don't want to say look at it on the downside to it, because I know it's always an upside and there's always a downside to it.
Let's talk about both. I'm not scared.
All right. Now they say with the social media, they say that, you know, this type of stuff, like for what you're saying now, it's like the pyramid scam.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say that terms of the pyramid scamming, like how, you know, it gives that negative feel to it. That's what kind of, you know, put that crutch
right.
on the people. So, yes, I want to talk about that a little bit. So is that something like that, or elaborate on it for me?
Well, the first thing about it is we all have to think about business. Any person that's truly doing business, or let's take the true business model. And when you look at that business model, it's called a hierarchy. We all know that. But if you think about a hierarchy, what shape is it shaped in?
Pyramid.
Pyramid. Right. Why is that, people? Let's see. Well, because, number one, your job, I mean, the average person is never going to become rich from their job unless it's a company that's private, happens to go public, and all the shares go and everything is good and you cash out. Okay, that's great, but I don't see a lot of those companies around. So the average company, the business model is a hierarchy and it's shaped like a pyramid because you have the owner at the top. The owner gets paid off everything, right? Everything, he takes in all the money, but he also pays out the money, right?
Uh-huh.
Then you have the people under him, those two people or that one go-to person under him. And as you go down the ladder, you have more people, right? You may have one region, two regionals, four district managers, then you have a whole bunch of store managers, and then you have all the employees. There's always more employees than there are management teams. So that's the setup. So I always tell people when they ask me, is this a pyramid scheme? My comeback to that typically is, yeah, I guess so, sort of like the job that you work. Because you're getting paid an hourly, and what you produce, you get no more, no less, unless it's a commission-based job. But the average person doesn't even have a commission-based job because they want something that's guaranteed, right? They'll take a $12 guarantee over a $5 guarantee plus commission. They want to know what they're going to get so that they can budget out their money. I mean, that's just the average person. So you're working, and no matter how hard you work, no matter how less of work you do, you know how much you're going to get. You know you're going to work 40 hours. Hopefully you're going to cut your hours, and you know what your check going to be, right?
Right.
Well, that manager gets paid off of your efforts. The district managers are paid off your efforts. Everybody's paid off your efforts except you. That's why, to me, the job is the true and the first pyramid scheme, the very first, the business model. That is the true pyramid. So to answer your question, is MLM or network marketing a pyramid scheme? No. The reason why I say no, as long as you have a product or a service that you're actually selling and that the that a customer can walk away with, no, it is not a pyramid scheme.
Ooh.
The beautiful part about it is this. You're paid off of your effort. So if you don't do anything, then no, you probably won't make any money. But see, I don't want those type of people in my circle anyway, because that's laziness. I'm just gonna keep it real simple. Even as a manager, I don't want that type of person on my team, because if you're not working, then you shouldn't be able to just get paid just to show up and do nothing. And that's why people say it's a pyramid. Only people who get paid is the people at the top. No, everybody gets paid, but your efforts is really what determines how much you get paid. Now, your team will help you, true, but if you're not willing to work, then, yeah, of course you'll look at it that way. But, no, it's not a pyramid scheme. It's not illegal. It's very legal. Actually, you have people like Bill Clinton, who supports and actually promotes network marketing. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he promotes network marketing. Les Brown, who I've met several times, motivational speaker, promotes network marketing. I mean, these are Donald Trump promotes network marketing, has done network marketing. So, no, it's not illegal. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not a get-rich-quick thing either, though. You have to work. Your efforts have to go in, and you will reap the benefits on the back end.
Wow. Okay. So what they say, man, workers is worthy. You don't work, you don't eat.
Remember Mike Jones?
Yeah.
He used to say, what was it exactly? It was like, you don't work, you don't eat, you don't grind, you don't shine. That's the truth. If you don't work, you don't eat, period. If you don't grind, you're not shining. So I can't really say it no better than that. I love that he say that little verse, and I know it's so old, but that always stuck with me because it's the truth. You know, you don't work, you don't eat, you don't grind, you don't shine, period.
Right.
May I ask a question?
May
I ask a question? Well, I have to say this. Samika Pleasure, I am so honored to meet you and have the opportunity. You have just absolutely blown my mind. I am just so blown by this information. So basically you're telling me that in terms of me working a traditional job, I'm in slavery.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I'm in bondage. I mean, talk to me more about that. I am just, I'm over here losing it because I'm so excited about the information that you're downloading to me. So tell me more. Explain to me more about, well, we're in bondage, and then how do we get out of bondage?
I'm going to be honest with you. To me, it starts with mindset. It's your mindset. Because growing up, we always were told, you know what, you got to go to school, get good grades, and I promote that big time because I do have an 11-year-old. But at the same time, okay, we go to school, we get good grades, but for what? So we could go get a job and work to make somebody else rich. That's kind of where you lost me at. You know, so you lose me right there because I don't want to make somebody else rich. I don't mind helping someone else become rich or well off, but guess what? I also want to make sure I'm well off and rich too. So it starts with your mindset. It starts with what you put into your mind. Personal development for me is key. That's why, like I said, I do The Scroll by Og Mandino. I listen to Zig Ziglar, people like Kevin Trudeau. And these people were poor, Jim Rohn. You know, these people were poor, But they understood, just like I understand, that it starts in the mind. You first have to make it up in your mind that, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it is that I need to do to make sure that I'm successful, okay? Now, I may have to go and work a 9-to-5. I may have to get 2 jobs. But I see the light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel for me is to be able to free up my time to go on field trips with my daughter, or, you know, travel with my family and not worry about only having 3-4 hours of vacation time and how I'm going to pull it off. Okay? So that's where it starts. Once you get that on track, and we can always partner after, and I'll give you guys a great reading list and point you in the right direction on where to get started at. But then after that, it comes down to leadership and really finding people that can help you get to where you're trying to go. Because keep in mind, this isn't a pyramid. This isn't a thing where I just sit back and watch you work and I get paid. No, I'm working with you. We're working together so that we can both get to our ultimate goal. Yeah. For me, okay, I like to set short and long-term goals, guys. That's so important, because just looking at the big picture on what the long-term goal is, you may get distracted, because we know we all get knocked down sometimes. So I like to do short-term goals so I can see myself as I'm getting closer to what I'm really trying to do on a big scale. It keeps you motivated, you know, it keeps you going. And honestly, it keeps that engine where it's just like when you get an oil change, you know, you need your oil change, you need your fluids drained out and new fluids put in, because if you don't do that, you get sluggish, you get tired, and you want to give up and you quit.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Before you even finish, what I'm going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, man, and we're going to finish it off, okay?
Gotcha.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network, featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo, discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
All right, man, and we back. We back in the building, man. Man, this young lady on the line here, man, just blowing our socks off, man. We talking about internet networking. What is it, social networking? Network marketing. We also talking about, you know, basically the pyramid scam, which the way she broke down the pyramid scam, it's like, man, we just called it a pyramid scam, but we've been doing this for years. Wow. Then also, too, Fernando Vincent asked a question, you know, said, how do we get out of bondage? And, you know, really, man, she broke it down, man, and basically said, man, you got to want to work to get out of your bondage. If you don't work, you don't eat, man. And we know that she's up on Mike Jones. Who?
So, man, so, you know, just give everybody a recap, man. Also, too, man, let's go to step two. You know, what's the second step in process to this, man? Basically, we're in the car, we're driving. No, actually, you went to the store, you got the seeds, you're putting the seeds out there, you're planting the seeds, you're in the car. We went all over from the UK back to Chicago. You basically gave us the idea of what's going on. We already talked about the pyramid scam. We're going to say the pyramid scam. We're going to say the pyramid. And also, too, now, step two. I'm here. I'm invested. I'm into your company. What should I expect? You know, I know you'll say money, maybe. But what will I expect out of it?
Well, first, let me go back just a bit. And I'm going to do this because, again, you have some people out here who's new to it. You have some people who's probably tried it before and have their opinions about it, okay?
Okay.
But this is for me, one thing I want to make sure I cover. And I'm going to cover this because I promise you my 11-year-old broke it down so well a few weeks ago to a grown person. And we were talking, and she said, well, you do realize that it takes money to make money. And this individual told her, was like, what do you mean? She said, well, it takes money to make money. She said, because any business that you get involved in, there has to be some type of investment. This is an 11-year-old who already understands that this is where we're failing. Everybody, this is where we're failing, especially as a culture, as a black people. And I'm saying everybody on here is black, and I don't want to make it a black-white thing, but I have to say this: we're failing in this arena because we do not understand that in order for us to get something, there has to be some type of an investment. Okay, so once whatever your investment is, whatever that is, you still have to know you have to invest in order to see some type of reward. If people tell you you can get in this and it's free, you don't have to do nothing, be very leery. Be very watchful, because I don't know anybody who just all of a sudden woke up and just got into something with no type of commitment, no type of anything, and just started making bukus of money. I don't. Okay?
Mm.
We're in the car, we're driving, you're now ready to say, I want to start a plan B. Number one, leadership is very important.
Okay.
Because one of the things that I always hear, I heard about that company before. Somebody else just told me about that company. Okay, great. But what you need to first look at before you put an investment up is the leadership of those teams. Because one can really help you, the other one may not be a benefit to you. And we're all about winning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to look at your leadership. You want to look at how is this team running? You know, can I find information about this person? Can I find information about their team? If I Google search, what am I going to pull up or find? Now, the Google can help you. But at some point, you have to say, okay, what is enough information and what is too much information? Because everybody has access to it, and that's what people need to know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you do your research, and you say, hey, I like this team, and this is where I want to go. You just got to be ready to work. See, the plan B, this what you're doing now is creating seed money. You may not want to do network marketing forever, but guess what? You may want to start a clothing line. You need money.
Right.
I don't know
right.
any other business that's going to help you get it as much as you need, as fast as you're able to make it. I don't know any other platform, honestly, where you
will
be able to do it.
You know what? Before you go in there, I agree with you, because when you're making fast money, you're making fast decisions. You don't have enough time to even sit down and think about it.
because the money's coming in so fast with whatever you're doing. But if the money's coming in at a, put like this, the money's coming in and you will have that time to show the leadership, because now you know where the revenue is coming from, and you could kind of outsource it, whether you want to get your own business. Let's say the clothing line, you want to start that up, you know what it's going to take to do the clothing line. But if you get so much money, you're going to have to pay somebody, or you're going to take the money and start making, you know, dumb moves. Okay, let me go online and, like you said, let me Google how to design T-shirts, and you probably don't even know how to even design it. You see what I kind of – I see where you're coming from, so you got to take some type of leadership, I don't care what it is, of your money when you start producing that revenue. But okay, I'm following you, sister. Go ahead.
No. Before, because I'm online just Googling and looking up different things, and when you mentioned pyramid scheme, it made me go to the internet. And that's funny because I found this quote, and this is from Donald Trump, okay? He says, and I quote, "I am often asked if network marketing is a pyramid scheme. My reply is that corporations really are pyramid schemes. A corporation has only one person at the top, generally the CEO, and everyone else is below." Now, this is from American business magnate and the co-author of Why We Want You to Be Rich. So just in case anybody wants to go and take a look. But, yeah, that came from the Donald himself.
Wow.
When
See,
asked
you know
about
what?
Network marketing.
Go ahead, honey. I didn't mean to finish. Was you finished?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, the good thing about that, too, I mean, you know, getting back onto the pyramid scheme. In our black community, it is real big. You know, every time you look up, somebody got something where you can make quick money and do it this way and do it that way and, you know, tell this, tell that, over here, put it over here, sit over there, lay it down. So, you know, that's going to be real big, you know, within our community. And then you got to look at it back in them days, or even a few years back or a decade ago, the internet wasn't really big. You see what I'm saying? So now, as us coming into 2013, you have a lot of this stuff on the World Wide Web, where you can Google search it, or WestWorld1.com. I thought that meant. But those type of things that to try to help you out. So, you know, like you said, I know we got multicultural people listening in, but I mainly king in on African-American men, women, African-American family, is because we need this type of stuff to be that voice. So just in case they get approached by the pyramid scam, at least that way they won't have a bitterness. Because me hearing about the pyramid scam, I myself, was maybe involved in it, or and meaning involved in it, meaning that I was the victim of it, or somebody told me about it before I even, you know, said I'm going to invest into this type of industry or this type of, you know, field. So it's good that you are addressing this. See, it's always good to tackle the that devil or that demon by the neck, man, and turn it, you know, turn that negative into a positive all the way around the game. Because right now it's people that's probably inside of the scam and probably don't know how to get out, and you're giving them that box to throw away.
Yeah.
Okay, you were in that situation. Let's throw it away now. You ain't in a box no more. You're in a triangle. Okay, let's figure out how to get these angles together. So I'm following you. I'm here. Let's go.
Well, you know what it is? It's just that I was tired of struggling, and I'm tired of seeing others struggle that don't have to. You know how many bright people, we hold conversations all the time, and sometimes when I walk away from conversations with people, I'm like, dang, that person is so intelligent, or they have so much sense or so much knowledge, or, you know, they're such a people person. They have such charisma. And why not channel that in a positive way that will help you and your family as well as somebody else in their family? You know, these jobs are closing, companies are bailing, and all this stuff is happening. Why wouldn't you have a plan B? Why wouldn't you have a plan C? Because unemployment, I'm sorry, is not the answer. You know, waiting to figure out what you're going to do because you just lost your job, that's the wrong time to be trying to figure it out. You should be trying to figure that out now while you have an income, while you have some money coming in, where you can take that money and actually use it to keep building. You know what I mean? It's like that's what the rich do. That's why the rich get richer, because they don't wait until they're down to their last million or their last couple thousand and then say, you know what, I need to make some more money. No, they're constantly developing. They're constantly making connections. They're constantly building business. Those are business builders. That's what we need to become.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry.
That's the, you know, it's just the truth. And it's sometimes you just want to take people and shake them like, why won't you get it?
Well, you know what? Actually, too, man, when you kind of, you know, I'm a kind of come behind you on it, too, man, because, you know what I'm saying, like, see, the rich are getting richer in what they're doing. And to be honest with you, they're not even thinking about the money. They'll throw it out there in the public. They might say something to you. They mainly thinking about the position of power. How can I gain the power over this multitude of people? Mm-hmm. How can I get you to come and invest into me? But it's not about the money. Yeah, I'll pay you whatever you want. But is it the control that I want over you because of the position of power? And with us as an African-American people, we kind of twist it. We're looking at it about how can I get that next dollar? I don't have no control no more because now the money is controlling me. Man. That's like Matthew 6:24, man. What you going to worship? God or money? So that's another thing, man. That I'm looking at too, man. Is it, these things be right there in our face? And you know, like a sister like you, I don't want to support you because, quote unquote, now we don't do the triangle out the way. Okay, what's the excuse now? You see what I'm saying? There's really no excuse. So the leadership has to come with that educational base or their experience. And that's why, you know, the Dennis Live Show, man, that's what we talk about so people can wake up and understand. It's more negativity out here in this world, and that's where it goes to saying that you just want to shake somebody to shake the sense into them instead of shaking them and say, hey, man, why you shaking them? Like, man, you looking good today. Or, man, dog, I got this plan for you, man. Dog, I don't need to do this. I need to do that. But how can you shake a person if they don't want to be shook? Or how can you even share something with somebody when they already ventured off somewhere else? And you already said that, too. Go ahead. I'll let you clarify that. Go ahead.
It's that thing where it goes, you know how they say success leaves clues. You know what I mean? And one thing my teacher used to always say, and I don't think I ever really got it being, this is freshman year, but he used to always tell us, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. But you can sure as hell salt the oats. You can salt the oats before you lead them to that water. And When you eat something that's salty and when your mouth is feeling a little bit dry, you're more apt to drink. So I don't, for me, it's like, yeah, I want to shake people, but I can't, they'll come when they're ready. You know what I mean? They'll come when they're ready. Another thing that I, because you have so many people, some people that are negative, that will criticize you. And I go to my motivation, okay? I go to my motivation. And one thing, and I don't know who said it, but I love this quote, and it goes like, don't be distracted by criticism. You know, you have to remember, the only taste of success that some people have is when they take a bite of you.
Hmm. That sounds like Kevin Trudeau.
Did you catch in my shit? I love Kevin, so it could have been, but you know, for me, it's like I don't try to make or convince anybody, because I'm not in the convincing biz. What I'm in is sharing business, and I share information. That's why some people that come in, they say, "Well, I ain't no good salesperson." You don't have to be. Are you a good communicator? Do you like talking to people? Because we share and we talk to people all the time. We recommend products. We recommend people all the time. When you get your hair braided, when you go get your car washed, when you go buy a car, when you get cable, you know, even when you go to restaurants, you're always telling people about where you've been. You're always sharing what you did. So why not get paid off of it? Is my thing, because you're giving away free referrals and you're not benefiting. You know, let me show you how to benefit off those same referrals from those same people and put some money in your pocket to help ease the financial hurt that a lot of folks are going through right now. Kids need shoes. Kids need their hair braids. They need their hair done. You know, light bill due, gas bill overdue. You know, I got tired of being overdue with a gas bill. I got tired of that. That was hurting my credit. I didn't even know. Did you know that utility bills hurt your credit if you're more than 30 days delinquent? That goes on your credit report?
Absolutely.
So people, yeah, but I see, that's something I didn't know. So when people trying to buy cars and trying to get approved for things, they don't realize, okay, yeah, the gas is on, but it's late. That's hurting you. You know, so that extra $200,000, $500,000, $2,000 a month, that could help.
You know what? I want you to pause right there, because also too, that you could add on to that too, is your cable boxes. You know, if your cable box stay in your house, like let's say if the balance is past due, and the cable box has been in your house more than I think it's like 5 days after it's past due. That's considered a storage fee, because you're holding their box. And so they charge you that delinquency on top of the storage fee per day. It could go from somewhere from $5 a box per day to $15 per box per day. So I want to throw that out there too.
And you
go
talked
ahead.
About pyramid scheme. You see how you can take your business and do whatever you want with it and charge people, and they'll still buy goods and services from you. See, that's what our people have to realize, you know. Same way with motivation, you know, and Zig Ziglar says this, motivation is not permanent, but neither is bathing. It's something you have to do daily. You have to do it on a regular basis. And, again, it starts with your mindset, and it's like, I can't drive that enough. It starts with what you think. How you react to things, what you put into your mind, that will take you so much further than anything else, because it'll set you on the right path to want to open up, to say, let me look into this business, or let me look into this opportunity. We let so many opportunities pass us by because we're always thinking somebody's trying to get over on us. They're trying to, you know, no one's trying to get over on you. What I found is because really that person is the one used to getting over. So, you know, it's that mentality of ain't nobody gonna trump me, or I'm going to get over on you before you get over on me. But if we took in the mindset and mentality of let me help myself as well as help my brother, we would help each other. The shooting would cease. I'm telling you, all this violence would stop. These babies would not be hungry. They would not be malnourished. You know, these are the things that are important, and it has to start with this generation. It does.
Wow.
Network marketing is a vehicle to do that. It truly is. No one ever will be able to, they can never tell me anything different.
Wow. Well,
we have
I'll
to
tell
not
you what.
Be lazy.
Go ahead. I'm just
agreeing. We just can't be lazy. That's really it. You can't be lazy. You have to work. You know, I find it funny that we'll work 8 hours, sometimes 12. Don't let them open up no overtime. We work 12 hours. And when you get home, you wouldn't even think about working 2 hours for yourself. That's ludicrous to me.
Wow.
Like, I don't get that. I don't get it. And these are people who have great talent. They may be a basket maker. They might be a great artist. So you mean to tell me you'll work? And as Vincent says, be enslaved for 8 to 12 hours, and when you get home, you won't even work on your craft of drawing or whatever your artistry is because you're tired? No, that mindset has got to change.
Well, you know that the workers, and I go back to the pyramid, the CEO, he's building the foundation off of how much he put his blood, sweat, and tears into the business. So he's making it to where it's this thing right here that I'm about to say, leadership and duplication.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're not thinking about it, you're just duplicating what he wants you to do. So when you be on this a system where we'll just go with collection terms, you want a dollar, he automatically perceived in his head manually that he can call out somewhere between 190 to 200 calls per day. So it'll get loaded in the system, and they expect you to do that. And everybody's kind of different. But
right,
that's on a negative content. I want you to explain to me about leadership and duplication on a positive level.
On a positive level, as you just stated, that worker, that owner has put in blood, sweat, and tears. And this is just what I'm saying. Think about it like this. Not everybody was born with a silver spoon. So when we look and when we think about owners of businesses and big corporations, like you said, they did it with their blood, sweat, and tears. That's my whole point. But while they were putting in their blood, their sweat, their tears, they may have been working another job. You see what I'm saying? And they went to that job. Yeah, they worked 8 hours there because that's how they fed their family at that time. But when they got off work, guess what happened? They shed in more blood, more sweat, and more tears, whether it was for 2 hours, 4 hours, or however many hours for themselves, because the end result was for them to have their own. That's what needs to happen today with us, with our people. I'm not saying don't go and work, because you have to. What I am saying is when you get off work, wherever you work, that's fine. You put that aside. You save that up. You store that. But then you need to grind for you. You should be able to look at yourself every day in the mirror and say, you know what, I just put in 2 hours for me, for my business, XYZ business, 123 business, my me business. Yeah, I went and worked and punched the clock, worked overtime, and I'm tired, but that means you cut the TV off. You know, Rich people have small TVs and big libraries. Poor people have small libraries and big TVs.
Come on,
that's
with it, girl.
Woo! It is the truth. It is the truth.
Oh,
we get our tax money, and the first thing we want to do is go buy a Vizio. Who is Vizio, first of all? And why they in everybody's house?
Right.
And you ain't got no type of nothing. You ain't, where your business? I don't have one. Where your 401k? I ain't got one. But you got a 65-inch Vizio, really? That needs to change, y'all. That's seed money. That's seed money. Yeah, Walmart running a special. Everybody was up at 2 o'clock in the morning in line waiting to buy some TVs for what? Or some computers for what? Are you starting a home business?
And they have the nerve to call it Black Friday.
Right. Use that to start a business. Did you know you could write all that off at the end of the year? You can write off your light bill, your gas bill. Start you again, 2 hours a day. 2 hours every other day. But guess what? You're growing. It's all about growing. It's like when we have our babies. They have to first learn how to eat. They have to learn how to walk. They have to learn how to talk. We hold their hands and we teach them. We motivate them. We cultivate them. We tell our children, you can be anything you want to be. That's what we tell them. But that is the truth. When did we stop believing that? As we got older, why? What stopped us? Was it the money? Was it the fact that we went to work? I'm here to say now on live, work your job, but guess what? You need something to fall back on. Find you a plan B. If you sing, start singing. But guess what? Don't sing for free. Figure out who you could connect with and how you can start doing small weddings. $50, an extra $50. Extra $50 a week, you do 4 weddings a month. That's $200 extra you just generated for your household that I'm sure you can use. If you're an artist, create something. People get tattoos, charge them $30 for a little tattoo drawing. You do 5 of those a week or however many of those a week, guess what? Now you have some seed money. It's different ways to do it, but we have to think outside of the box. Invest in your own self, please. That's what I will plead on because I'm so tired of seeing people struggle when they don't have to. Stop buying the lies, because they are all lies. We have the ability to do anything we want to do. It's just tapping in. Your circle of friends, if they negative, get rid of them. Get rid of them fast. Drop them all like a bad habit. If they want to call you and talk about what he did, and you don't have time. Eventually, you'll pick up other people that will be positive in your life. And grow with them. Learn from them. Absorb them. Add to them. They'll add to you. This is what network, and see, this is the thing, which y'all have to realize. This is what network marketing has done for me. So it has just not been about the money. It's been about the relationships I've built, the connections I've met and had, and just my own mindset, because guess what? I see it now through my own offspring, my child. She's gotten up in the middle of the night and sat up with me while I've done a webinar for somebody over in Africa, because I've done that. Didn't start off that way, but you got to start somewhere. You got to get that uniform dirty first. You got to get in a game.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm just calling everybody, and my call to action is, no matter what your craft is, no matter what your specialty is, you may not even know or really understand what you can do right now. You may say, I don't know what I can do. I don't know what my talent is. Well, guess what? If I've struck a chord in you on any kind of level, just to at least even get you to thinking about what you can do, and you may say, I don't have any money. I don't. Well, you know what? You do. That means you might not be able to go to McDonald's. That means you may have to do like I did. I had to cut my cable off. I did, because that $100, $150 I was paying, I couldn't afford it. We live so far beyond our means, and then when an opportunity comes that can help us, we're not prepared for it because all of our money is going down the drain for things that we don't really need. If I've struck a chord within you on any level, reach out to me. Seriously. I don't mind helping you. I don't mind helping at all. But you, when you come, you got to come correct. At least have your mind made up that you want more.
Can I please jump in? Oh,
go ahead, Vinny.
Mika Pledger, my God. You are awesome. This is what I'm going to say on Live Network. All I can tell you guys, you know Fernando Vincent, you know I'm an event planner, marketing guru in my own right. All I can tell you is get ready to release. I am so excited, and I'm just announcing it. And, you know, Samika, you can slap me upside the head later. But all I could tell you is get ready for releasing your potential and releasing your wealth. I'm excited. We're going to present this young lady. My God, we're going to put something together where we will be able to have her download all this information and be able to present the opportunities for us all to be able to tap into our potential as well as wealth. And I'm excited. You have completely revolutionized my life today. My thinking, it has completely changed as a result of this. And I'm ready to go. I mean, I am really ready to go. And I look forward to off the air getting your information so that we can batten down the hatches and we can go forward and work together in terms of doing an event so that we can go forward and do this thing. I'm ready to do it. And thank you so much for coming on the air today and just setting all of our minds free. We are so thankful and so appreciative.
Well, you know thank what? Before, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying thank you.
What we're going to do, man, we're going to take a quick commercial break, man. We're going to pretty much get a little bit more information from Ms. Samika Pledger and how to reach her and get in contact with her. She's going to say some things. And also, too, if this show will be, you know, recorded. So, you know, you can also download the link off Western World One Network and kind of get this information. And also, too, we're going to get what we got to get from Ms. Pledger. All right, man, let's do it.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
right, man. We back in the building, man. Fernando Vincent, you in the building?
Yes, sir, man. I'm just speechless. I am really just, wow.
Oh, yeah, we know you're speechless. You,
really,
you haven't said anything all
you
day.
You already have a dynamic program, but you've exceeded everything else. When I thought that it couldn't go any higher, it has just gone beyond. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless, and you know that's unique. I'm just, man, that's
oh, wow.
Tamika Pogel. Wow.
Well, Tamika, how can we get in contact with you?
Well, I have some things under construction, but the fastest way to reach me would be via Facebook. And you can reach me facebook.com/Tamika. It's S like Sam, E-A-M-E-K-A, Tamika. Like C and then Mika. That's the fastest way to reach me. Actually, a lot of my sites are being redone right now because I'm going to be honest with y'all. I have some things that it just seems like every day I get these visions and they become clearer and clearer to me. So I'm revamping a lot of things to really do what I want, how I want them, how I want to do them. And that's why, like, my website is under construction. But you go there, you reach me, let me know how you found me. And I'm one, I do connect. I talk back. I message. I have conversations. My phone number is there. I mean, I'm here to help. I'm here to help. I'm here to grow. I'm here to learn. And that's just who I am. And you'll see that there. You'll see family, friends, business partners. And most of all, you'll really see who I am. You'll get a glimpse into me. You can check out my videos. They're on YouTube. They're on Facebook. You'll see the pictures. You'll see some of the people that I'm connected with, the travels where I've been, where this network marketing has allowed me to go. I've traveled. I've been able to see things that I don't know if I would have been able to see them. Again, it's all about the vehicle, you know. And, I mean, that goes from planes, trains, and automobiles. This can put you in a lot of different vehicles, a lot of different methods of transportation. That's what I want. I want Chicago to not, you know what, y'all? I was listening to 1390, and they were praying for Chicago. They were praying for Chicago because of all the violence that's here, right? And I said to myself then, I was like, you know what? I'm tired of every time somebody is talking about Chicago is because of somebody got killed or someone was murdered. How about we make it where people talk about Chicago because you have this unique group of entrepreneurs that are showing others how to make money, showing other people how to build businesses? Because that's my reality. My reality is not the gangbanging. My reality is not the shooting. My reality is not, you know, being jumped. That's not my reality. And it's not your reality. So why not create a platform where we can show what our reality is? And our reality is helping people build them up. You may not care about the money. You may just want to see another family be successful where they don't have to struggle. I want to hear from you too. You know, you may just want to help your own family. I need to hear from you. If you open to possibility, if you have solutions, if you're looking to mastermind, and that's what it's about. It's about creating the mastermind, one mind. Like now, we're masterminding, all three of us. And it's one super mind that's working right now. And I love it. I love it, y'all. This is, imagine us having, say, imagine us have 10,000 people online at one time, and we create. Do you realize the mind that would be created? That would be one super duper mind. Do you know how much we could do?
That's right.
Do you realize the power that we possess right now?
Yeah. Wow.
One mind, one super mind is what you create when you get together, you share, you feed off each other, you build. None of us, don't nobody have to struggle. That's a decision that you made to struggle. I want everybody to hear me. You decided to struggle. So that now that you know that you decided to struggle, you can decide right now to be successful. And please remember, failure is something that happens. It's not who you are. It's not who you are. It's just an action. It's something that happened. But
right.
It doesn't define who you are.
Oh, God.
I'm going to shut up now. I'm going to shut up.
Oh, well, I'm trying to keep from screaming over here. My God. Woo. Mr. Weston, you outdid yourself today. Where did you find this woman?
Well, basically, man, it's a pleasure, man. Been knowing her for a minute, man, and she's like one of my, I want to say, coaches, man. You know, so we kind of like coach each other, man, motivate each other on a lot of things, man. Masterminding is another big thing. Putting stuff out there in the universe, making it come back. Now she's, you know, she also getting right with God, man. She's joined the church and everything. So, I mean, those are the type of things that when you're around good fruit, you're around good spirit. And, you know, and that's what makes the uniqueness in meeting somebody. Well, you can automatically just pick up and go. You know, so like Jesus said, he said, hey, man, follow me, and I'll show you. And, you know, and that's what it is, man. It's like I'm not putting on the fact that she's Jesus, but she's on that path, and the path is narrow, man. I always keep on saying that. Only few may find it, man, and the gate, you know. Also, too, a lot of things that you're doing right now is you healing a crippledness that somebody never saw. And if you're not physically crippled, but if you're mentally crippled in the mind, it's mental barriers. And if you hear a lot of these rich people say that, they're like, man, I have to break down some walls in my mind in order to break through. That means that they're not even thinking no more. They are actually reacting now. Because you got to physically see something in order to know. Action is what? A love. Verb, right? It's action verb is love. And if you love doing what you're doing, it's not considered work no more. If you love doing what you're doing, it's never negative because love don't have a meaning to it. It is you love unconditionally that it got their love. So, I mean, these type of things that you're doing now, man, it's just you showing love to everybody, even though mainly I do, and I'm not gonna single you on it because, you know, for one, business is business. But I really single out on my African American people, man, hard because if we are more so visionaries, and I'm gonna say it like that because they always say what you bury the truth in the book, we don't read it, so we're not gonna find it. Go in the library, that's what it is. So we're gonna say a lot of African American people are visionaries. And by being visionaries, we can always implement these type of things. I could have did a video show, but I chose to do a radio show because once you get in the mind and it sticks there versus you seeing it, I might have on something that somebody might not like. But if you hear my voice, My voice don't have, my voice is whatever you vision me to be. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing by you speaking upon that, you put a vision and you put a picture in these people's head, man, and you unlocking barriers, man. You're knocking down walls, man, and that's what we love about it, man. That's what I love about it on the Dennis Live Show. That's all we talk about it. And what's so crazy about it is, it's like you know it's a revelation with it because what's the name of the show? Whatever is on your mind.
Whatever is on your mind.
So,
wow.
Which one is playing by far?
Wow. And see, this is how it starts. I'm telling you. Watch what I already know it. Somebody hears what I'm saying. And for that person, they're like, you know what? I've been wondering. I've been thinking. See, that's the thing. And then I'm going to tell you something about a true leader. A true leader is not angry when you come to them and ask them how did they do it. A true, you know, a successful person, they want to tell you how they became successful. Know that. That's what people have to know. A lot of times we'll sit back and we'll look at people and we'll say, I wonder what they do. I wonder this. I wonder that. As opposed to going up to them and asking them, starting that conversation. Because they want to help you. They would love to tell you how they did it. But you have to take the first step and step out there and say, you know what, I want more for myself. I want more for my family. Let me sit fear aside because that's all it is. It's the fear that holds us back. Sometimes we're afraid of success because we don't really know what it looks like. We've played around with it, and right when we get right there, we walk away from it because we're afraid of what success is going to look like for us. We say we want it. We'll do anything for it. We can taste it. We can feel it. We can touch it. But when it comes down to rolling up them sleeves and getting dirty, it's something that holds us back. I'm telling you right now, it's time to move that out of the way. Stop letting that hold you back. Because not only is it holding you back, it's holding your children back. It's holding your children that you haven't even been born yet. It's holding your children's children back. And if you caught what I said in the beginning, I want to help create generational wealth. You can't grow that. I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy. I want my kids to know, you know what, they're going to work hard. They're going to work harder than I work. But guess what? The foundation is going to already be set. The stage is already going to be made for them. Their platform will be there. Now, they can go and create any other ones they want to because I truly believe it's a wheel, one wheel. Remember, Dennis, we were talking about this. So many people try to recreate the wheel. Why? It's already rolling. Why you want to recreate it? I got to do it my way. I mean, no, what you need to do is get up on the wheel and start riding it. It's not broke. Why are you trying to fix it? Ride your wheel.
You know what? So, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm good.
What's so strange about that is we was talking about, you know, people when they buying these new vehicles, and they're like, okay. One person is very wealthy that I know. Also, too, man, when you start asking a wealthy person information, they're going to give it to you, but you better be prepared to either A, lose his friendship, B, take it on a spiritual level because he's going to turn into a spiritual leader because you got to be mind, body, and spirit first in order to take on the information he's about to give you, and C, if it goes back to A, if you don't do it or try it or at least get with the program, they're going to walk away with you, walk away from you so fast because one thing how a business person made it is they stopped messing with unsuccessful people. My brother is a very successful person. He told me don't even laugh at a broke person's joke. Don't even give them that benefit.
Because when you do give him that benefit, he feel like he got you. But if you don't laugh at it, he's going to ask you, why? I'm not funny to you? No, it's not that you're funny to me. I feel sorry for you because by you sitting over there cracking these jokes, you could be the next Kevin Hart. But he didn't want to get up and go get out there and do the work. So they think outside of the box so hard, outside of the triangle so heavy, man, that it don't turn into a decent conversation. It turns into what? A teacher's, a classroom, like you said.
Yeah.
That's what it turns into.
Yeah.
Well, man, look, Tamika, man, we our time frame is going, man. I want to thank you for coming on the show. We're about to go ahead and close it up. Is there anything that you want to add to this, or is there anything that you want to, you know, elaborate, some shout-outs, whatever you want to do it, go ahead. It's on you.
Well, all I really want to say is, you know, at this particular point, we've talked about network marketing, why I've done it, why you need to do it. And just remember this, a plan C will always be better than just one plan A. Your plan A is your job. You need something else to fall back on. Child support, unemployment is just not enough. Put all excuses aside and remember this. You, Y-O-U, are capable of anything that you want to do. And that's all I really have to say at this point.
Wow. Really? God.
Look, I don't know what to say.
Wow.
What?
Wait, hold on. Really? You don't know what to say?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Listen. Clap. Dude, she has completely just revolutionized and completely all of the brainwashing, all of the conditioning of the mind that has been enslaved all these years to a system of bondage. I mean, in this show, she has been able to open my eyes so that I can see, because that's the first step. And I'm just, man. I definitely want to hear more, and I want to see more of her. And Tamika, pleasure, if you would just hold on off of air, or Mr. Weston, Dennis, you need to provide her information to me, because she and I must sit down and meet so that we can plan some type of event where we can work together and we can move forward. I'm just so ecstatic about this.
Well, there you have it, man. We definitely going to hook up and do some networking. I want to thank everybody, man, for coming on the show. I want to thank everybody for, I mean, hey, man, I know people were trying to call in. I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, man, but we wanted to pretty much educate you today, man. I gave y'all a chance to say something, but y'all didn't want to say anything. But on that note, man, we right back at it next week, man. We on Obamacare next week. So, hey, man, thank y'all for coming on the show, and I'll be talking to you guys soon. Let's go.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network, featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show, that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.